MGTOW. 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 MGTOW.
Welcome to the MGTOW Minute, where I read a post from our MGTOW every Friday for you, our beautiful patrons. For the uninitiated, MGTOW stands for Men Going Their Own Way, a movement for the fellows to do their own thing without those pesky broads getting in the way. User Beer Plus Me Equals Happy posted, I'm thinking of moving out. I live with my parents and they have become unbearable to live with. And that is not only the annoying pressures to get married because they want grandchildren, but also just the general toxic behavior towards me and towards each other. They have been married for 30 years and fight at everything and fight me on everything. The problem is that it sounds easy on paper, but COVID left me unemployed and I've been having difficulties finding a job in this fake Denmark. Not to mention that even prior to COVID, I've had difficulties finding a job, even though I have a master's degree because all jobs go to women slash, quote, diversity hires. I have some money saved up and I'd rather not spend my life savings on overpriced rent, but at the same time, I can't stay with these people. Maybe the solution is easier than I'm making it out to be, but I'm in a bit of a pickle at the moment and need some advice. Thanks in advance. User Truth Revealed responded with this. Beer Plus, you're a fucking idiot. Fake demic, not only is that inaccurate, but that doesn't have a good ring to it. It's a real pandemic, you stupid fuck. People are dying. And all jobs go to women in diversity? You really are a fucking white pansy. I'm black. I had to get a master's degree in engineering to get the same jobs as my white equivalents who only had BS degrees. If you, a white man, cannot succeed in your predominantly privileged white surroundings, then the fault is that of your own. Speculating that jobs are going to women and minorities based on absolutely no data is just making excuses for your pathetic self. I wish women and black people myself can blame white men for preventing them from success, which there actually is merit to that. When you don't feel hired by a white man for a job, that is your fucking fault, you dummy. Somewhere you failed. If I was white, I'd be twice as successful as I am today. I never worked a job where I wasn't far more qualified than all of my white equivalents. I've had interviews where I could smell the racism and I knew I wasn't getting positioned based on the implicit bias and interviewer's uniform response to all of my answers regardless of how great the answer was. If you walked in a black man's shoes for one day, you would never complain again. Try applying for jobs with an ethnic name. Seriously, try it and tell me your results would be better. I guarantee your results would be significantly worse, you fucking weak cuck simpleton piece of shit. I would slap the pussy off of you. That was downvoted 7 times, which is unfortunate because it's easily the best thing I've ever seen on our MGTOW. A complete dressing down of just the softest little bitch that's ever been conceived. Go your own way, patrons. Bye-bye.